But then, the doubts crept in. Only Jarvik had ever analyzed the Ichthyostega fossil, and you just had to take his word for it. But worse, mutterings began that there was a gaping hole in the story. Eustonopteron could not be the immediate ancestor of Ichthyostega. The difference between them was too vast. Ichthyostega was a fully formed tetrapod with a rib cage, pelvis attached to the backbone, a spine with interlocking spurs, and limbs with fingers and toes. The fish was still a fish, despite its primitive leg bones. It showed little sign of evolving any of these other tetrapod features. To prove one had become the other, they needed more evidence.
What this really adds up to is that these changes are simply too gross to have happened in one step. There must be missing animals in here.
For a start, somewhere out there, there should be other species of Devonian tetrapods, which might shed some light on the theory. But above all, they needed to find an intermediate animal, one that showed the changes between fish and tetrapod actually happening. Some strange beast that could walk, but was half fish, half tetrapod. There was a missing link.